Make room for gratitude. I started a practice of moonbathing and committed to doing it for at least 1 week. You can too, by the way. You should join us in the Moonbathers group on our Gratitude Collective. So this started in part because I found that some of my best memories of solitude involve sitting outside at night alone under the moonlight. These moments are rich in gratitude. I feel grounded, fulfilled, present, introspective, and open-hearted. It reminds me of this Rumi quote, "When I am silent, I fall into the place where everything is music." My moon baths have been all about silence, and yes, everything is music. The insects, the wind, and even the faraway hum of traffic. Moments like this, gratitude shows up without even calling it into presence. I make room in my life, and it just shows up, uninvited, but always welcome. The funny thing is that ever since I began this challenge on Friday night, the moon has eluded me. I have literally not seen the moon once since I committed to doing daily moon bathing. I can't help but learn from this. Lesson learned number one, be present. I can't just declare that I will be grateful for something at some point in the future. It reminds me of that phrase we use when we want someone to do something. "I'd appreciate it if you would." There's a level of falseness there, this fakeness, saying we will be grateful for something instead of saying that we are grateful right now. So the lesson I learned from this is that I can set my intention to be grateful, but I can't control the circumstances. Lesson learned number two, be open. Just because I have great memories about finding gratitude under the moon doesn't mean that's the only way I can be grateful. All weekend I found lots of gratitude outside, even though the moon wasn't there. Being open to whatever shows up, noticing it, and accepting is all part of gratitude. Lesson learned number three, do what brings you joy. I love quiet moments of solitude. I already knew this to some degree, but this experience has helped me to see it even more clearly. Lesson learned number four, don't give up. I shouldn't give up when things don't go my way. No moon doesn't mean that I stop doing it. I set my intention and show up, and by doing my part, the moon bath is just as beneficial whether I can see the moon or not. Lesson learned number five, trust. I know and trust that the moon is there, even though I can't see it. That type of trust is important in my life because I can get caught up in proof searching. And not everything needs that proof. Not everything is that tangible. Trusting the unknown is a beautiful thing, and I can practice with the moon. So join us. Commit to 7 nights of moon bathing and see how it shapes your gratitude practice. Visit the Moonbathers group to make your commitment and share your experiences.